President Bush has signed a joint congressional resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq. The president was joined by lawmakers from both parties as he urged the United Nations to take a stand against Iraq.
The time has arrived, once again, for the United Nations to live up to the purposes of its founding, to protect our common security. The time has arrived, once again, for free nations to face up to our global responsibilities.
President Bush at the White House this morning. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Morning, Don.
Good morning.
What does the president want from the United Nations?
He wants the UN to pass a tough resolution that would essentially tell Iraq that the world, not just the United States, but the world is ready to take action if it does not disarm, if it does not destroy its weapons of mass destruction. And he had a very specific message to the United Nations today, basically saying that that those who live in peace share a duty of defending that peace, and he wants a coalition of nations to confront Iraq if that's necessary. And specifically, he said that if Iraq is allowed to continue on the path that it's currently on, that chaos could eventually be felt in Europe and beyond. So he specifically mentioned Europe today.
Iraq has said that the weapons inspectors would be allowed in. Does the administration not believe them?
The president said today that in 1991, Iraq was given 15 days to disclose its weapons of mass destruction, to really detail everything it had. He said it has defied that UN order, he said, for 4,199 days now. The president said the game is over. The key now is not what they say, what they do. And he said that the U.S.'s goal and the goal of the UN should be to fully and finally remove a threat to America and to the rest of the world.
Well, what exactly does the resolution passed by Congress do?
Well, it would allow the president to use military force if he feels it is necessary to get rid of Iraq's chemical and biological weapons. It does not require the president to go back to Congress seeking further permission for anything related to Iraq. It says that he must either notify Congress either prior to or within 48 hours after any attack that has occurred in Iraq. And it says the president must be confident that diplomatic efforts there simply aren't working. So it gives them essentially the exact authority he was looking for when he sent that draft resolution of what he wanted done with Iraq up to the Hill weeks ago.
Did the president provide a timeline for the use of force?
No. In fact, he said just in the first couple of minutes of what were about 13 minutes worth of comments today in the East Room of the White House, this is a quote, "I have not ordered the use of force. I hope the use of force will not become necessary. Yet confronting the threat posed by Iraq is necessary by whatever means that requires." So the president has been stating, and his aides have been stating, that no decision has been made, that he still has an open mind, that Iraq still has a chance to take the steps to avoid that. But he did make it very clear that he is prepared to use force if necessary.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.